بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, after having discussed the incidents of various nations of the past, as well as the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام that had been sent to them, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses or turns his attention to the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, and reminds them that just as he had destroyed the nations of the past on account of their transgression, their disbelief, likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to destroy the Quraysh as well on account of their transgression, their belying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِي لِلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا أَلَّوْ نَشَاءُ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. That has it not become clear to those who have inherited the land after its original inhabitants? In other words, these nations of the past were the original inhabitants of the land, and then they were wiped out and they were replaced with those who came after them. And now those who have inherited the land are these Quraysh of Makkah. So has it not become clear to them that أَلَّوْ نَشَاءُ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, that if we wanted to, we would have inflicted a punishment upon them because of their sins. So it should have now become clear to them by this point that as Allah's system has passed regarding the nations of the past, this can happen to them as well. But despite them seeing these examples before them, they still did not realize this, and they were not conscious of the fact that Allah could destroy them at any time. So Allah explains the reason for this. وَنَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Allah says, we have placed a seal upon their hearts, so they cannot hear anything. In other words, despite these verses being recited in front of them, and the incidents of the nations of the past being narrated to them and told to them, they still, as though they cannot hear it, they do not take any heed from here, and they continue transgressing, continue disobeying Allah, and disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though punishment will not come to them. Then Allah addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَائِهَا. These are the cities or the towns whose incidents we have narrated to you, as we have been reading over the past few weeks, whether it be the people of Thamud, or the people of Aad, or the people of Madian. So we have narrated their incidents to you. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And certainly, their messengers had brought to them clear signs. Each Nabi that had come brought proofs and clear signs to his people. فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. But Allah now highlights the reason for them continuing to disbelieve, even after these signs were brought to them. Allah says that they did not want to believe in that which they had rejected in the past. This was the problem, is that due to their stubbornness, due to their pride, due to their haughtiness, what they had belied in before, what they had rejected in the past, now that clear signs had come to them, because they had taken a stance, and because they had made a decision in the past that we will not believe in these things, now they didn't want to bring iman. كَذَٰلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah says, in the same manner, Allah places a seal upon the hearts of all disbelievers. Is that once they take their stance in kufr, in disbelief, in rejecting the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, no matter how many clear signs, how many proofs have to be brought before them, they will continue to reject and they will not accept what is put before them. وَمَا وَجَدْنَا لِأَكْثَرِهِمْ مِنْ عَهْدٍ. And then Allah says that we did not find most of them to be faithful to their promise. And this Mufassirin have explained, what promise is Allah referring to, is that promise which was taken in what we call Alamul Arwah, the realm of the souls, before mankind was created or before being sent into this world, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gathered all the souls of the children of Adam alayhim salatu wasalam, which is also discussed in the Quran. And ثُمَّ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now addressed all those souls that were gathered before him and had asked them that, am I not your Rabb? And they all had responded in the affirmative that, yes, you are our Rabb, and we testify that you are our Creator. So this promise that they had made in that realm, where they promised to believe in Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we did not find many of them, or most of them, we did not find them to be faithful to this promise of theirs. وَإِوْ وَجَدْنَا أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَفَاسِقِينَ. And in fact, we found most of them to be disbelievers. So this is, Allah is lamenting or complaining about them, that they have not fulfilled their covenant. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commences with the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So after all of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam have been discussed, two lessons that Mufassirin mentioned from here. The first is, just as the Quraysh, the people of Makkah, are being addressed, that they should realize that just as we destroyed the nations of the past on account of their transgression, we can destroy you as well. The same warning should be sounded out to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if we will persist upon transgression, upon disbelief, upon breaking the commands of Allah, then just as the nations of the past were destroyed, Allah also has the ability, the capability of sending punishment upon us. So that's the first lesson. And the second is for us to introspect and ask ourselves, that here Allah is complaining that they were not faithful to their promise. So for us to ask ourselves the question, that we also made this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will obey you and we will believe in you in totality, we will accept every command of yours, we will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we being faithful to this? Have we been faithful to our word, our promise that we have taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to our decision making in our lives, when it comes to whatever is put in front of us on a daily basis, whether it be in our businesses, within our homes, the different commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be hijab, whether it be intermingling, whether it be interest, all of these things, each decision we make, are we being faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we being unfaithful and disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.